We mentioned the horses on the farm. Did you have a local blacksmith?
Oh, yes, the local blacksmith at Dangdale and Annahurt.
Who was that?
Well, the first that I can remember was one Dixon.
And would he travel out onto the farms to do shoeing for you?
Not at one time. Although you're all allowed to go to the blacksmith shop at one time, but since then, I think they do occasionally go out. Oh no, everybody. And you had to go to the blacksmith, and if there was horses in before you, just had to wait your turn. But shoeing, horse shoeing, was priority in the blacksmith at that time. If the blacksmith was on doing other work, he always used to down tools on that job and start on the horse shoeing. So if you went to get a job done, just some ordinary job, just get some, maybe a hinge or something made or something like that, well, that had to stop. If there's a horse coming to be shod, they got priority.
How often would you take your horses to be shod?
Oh, well, it varied, you see. Depended how you were using them. If you were on the road a lot, well, you had to go often, and then the horses, different horses, some was heavier on the shoes or others, and then you occasionally got them, they pulled the one off in the field and this sort of thing.